W4DJW. Been heard, W4DJW at mobile.
W4CBA mobile.
CBA, W4DJW mobile.
Oh, Dave, and what are you up to this afternoon?
Just got some depressing news. I just got out of the dentist's office and I got to go back next Monday. They got it fixed.
Oh boy. Well, let's see. I go for a cleaning Thursday, so I hope I don't get any bad news. But yeah, they had to replace a lot of my old metal fillings, and boy, I had a mouthful of them. And a lot of those got replaced because they were pulling away from the tooth.
Tired. Since the last time I was there, and this is the first time I've seen this dentist. And I don't know if I can trust her yet or not. Needing work right after the first time, you know, that you appear on scene and all of a sudden you need some work. But anyway, I know the woman that does the checkout, and I asked her if I could trust her. And she said, yeah, she's good. I can trust her. So, but I'm not just out to make money. You know, last thing you want to do is have your dentist show up on Dateline or something like that.
Yeah, on a Ponzi scheme or something. sometimes my wife thinks that they're just taking advantage of me, but... you know, they show me exactly what's going on, and you know, they don't do anything unless it's just absolutely necessary.
They told me I needed three things done, and one of them, you know, the decay under the filling was kind of urgent, and the other two could wait. And so she wanted me to schedule to have them all three done next month, and I told her, let's do one at a time and see how good we do. And if we're good, and when I say we, I mean her, the new dentist. If she's as good as the old dentist, then we'll continue on. If not, I might seek other counsel. You know what I mean?
For CBA. Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. Let her do some work and see how that goes, and that'll kind of help you know, to formulate your opinion. And I was kind of the same way. My dentist didn't retire, but he moved to Charleston, and I really liked him, and he played guitar too, and we would talk about that because I play, and of course he plays a lot better than I do. He played in a band here in Greenville. They had gigs all the time. I mean, it was just, he was busy all the time. But anyway, he moved down to Charleston, and so now I have a female dentist.
Mine was, he's an old guy like me. We compare monies to make, compare methods to make money in the market. So we were compatible in that area. We talk about that all the time. We were totally opposite ends of the spectrum when it came to political views. But that's okay. You're not going to be the same on everything. And I just liked him. He's been my dentist for the last 20 years. And it's hard for me. Change is hard for me. Anyway, one last question, because I'm about at home. Well, you said they took out your old metal fillings. What did they put back in place of them? Non-metal?
You know, I don't know what it's called, but it's white, and so it's the color. It's basically the color of your tooth, and so when you open your mouth, you don't have all that. You know, people don't see all those fill-ins in there. So it just looks a lot better, too. So I honestly don't know what the material is. But I had a bit of trouble, you know. And so, and, you know, I've had, let's see what other things are done, but and had to have a root canal. But yeah, my original dentist, he retired. Gosh, I guess back in the, probably the 90s, early 90s, I'd say.
I got my curiosity about that, so I wanted to get that before I pulled in the driveway and shut the garage door, so my antenna's too close to the metal door to transmit once I get in there. So anyway, enjoy the day. It's beautiful outside. KB4CBA, W4DJW, I enjoyed it.
Hey, well, you do the same. I just finished playing tennis, and I'm going to be giving some blood for lab work here at 1, so I don't see any reason to go home. I'll just turn around and come right back. Well, you have a good one. 73's W4DJW, KB4CBA, clear.